Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, of all the people that I'm going to speak with today, I think that my guest now is going to really be the one that has the secret sauce, because if you go to Builder Supply Outlet, which you've heard of on this show for many, many, many years, you know that they have all kinds of things to help you maintain, improve, and do, you know, wonderful things for your home. Joining me on the phone line right now is Tom Jenke, who is the president of Builder Supply Outlet. Tom, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me on this morning.
I know people hear the ads, and Lindsay reads them, and we talk about your business. Tell us a little bit about how Builder Supply Outlet started, and then a little bit about the evolution of your business.
Well, we're just about ready to hit 14 years in business.
Wow.
And what we did is a very, very close friend of mine who moved to Atlanta years ago started up a company called Builder Surplus. And he grew that business. He took a friend of ours from Louisville and got him into opening a Builder Surplus. And then a year later, when I sold my previous business, I used to be in a business manufacturing bathtubs, and I sold to surplus guys.
Right.
So I kind of knew the business already. So when I sold my business in 07 and then basically carried them through for a year, and I left that business and started what was originally known as Builder Surplus here. So there was an Atlanta connection, a Louisville, and a Chicago, which were not a franchise. We're a bunch of good friends, and then we used our stores as buying power. And currently, right now, Atlanta has 4 stores, Louisville has 2, and we have our single store here.
Mm.
So, and it's really amazing. I was in the store the other day and speaking to somebody who'd been in that store, hasn't been in for about 10 years. They came into the store and they were absolutely amazed.
Right.
Because everything in the past was all floor loaded, and now everything is up on racking. Back in, I believe it was 2012, we bought one of the largest millwork companies in the entire Midwest, and we integrated them into our business, which takes and makes our business quite unique compared to the big box stores or other maybe rival type lumber yards, because we do so much in-house.
Right. Right. It is quite amazing, and seeing the breadth of what you guys have done. I mean, not, you know, we can talk about all the vanities and the countertops and the kitchen cabinets, and the fact that people have the opportunity to save a lot of money by coming to this store, because in a way, right, it's almost like a treasure hunt, because you can come and find something there that maybe there's only one or two or half a dozen of, and then that's it.
You do still have that aspect, and that was in some cases from the surplus and overstock buys that we do. But one of the things that we've really started to double down on is being, you know, the best at certain categories.
Right.
Where, you know, everybody's been so used to the supply side issue, and, you know, the order, you know, I can show you many places where you order a door and it's 16 weeks to get a door.
Right.
Well, we've doubled down and increased our inventory so that you can literally walk into our store, see it, feel it, touch it, and walk out.
That's it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep you on that topic of doors, because we're talking today all about refreshing. And I know one of the things that you're excited about is the marquee doors that you guys handle. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Marquee doors is something I found a couple of years ago. everybody is very familiar with wood doors. Mm. They're familiar today with fiberglass doors. You know, we're this market, the wood doors are really diminishing because of our climate. Fiberglass really jumped to the forefront because of their durability to our climate. And then we found the marquee door. And the marquee door is an exclusive door that's made for us, but it's not wood, it's not fiberglass, it's composite. So what happens is instead of it being an open spray up in a mold, it's in a closed cavity mold. I have a lot of experience with that type of production because I used to make garage doors that way.
Right.
So number one is the durability of a composite is probably twice as strong, maybe three times that of fiberglass. But what is so unique about this product is they do a 20-step finish on it equal to a grand piano.
Wow.
The finish is something I have never, ever seen. And then, Lou, from your background in the building industry, a lot of doors, they have a wood component built within the door for the lock set, for the rails,
right,
for the style.
Right, right.
This company actually uses microlam.
Oh, really?
You know what microlam is. Most of the people don't. It is such a dimensionally stable piece of lumber that they laminate, you know, different layers of plywood. And this is used when you take walls down and they're bearing and you've got to have that support to support the roof or the second story. It is incredibly heavy. So when you feel this door is 2 to 3 times as heavy as a fiberglass. And I put one of these marquees on a buddy of mine's house in a new construction area.
Mm.
He could not believe how it quieted the interior portion of his house. That door, I mean, it's amazing, the insulation properties, but also the sound deadening.
Boy, you know, to me, there is nothing like a really solid front door when you walk into a home. You know, having a house that looks great is something, but the tactile feel of what you get from something like that, it immediately sort of sets the mood when you're walking in. I love hearing that about the marquee door, and that's something certainly you'll find at Builder Supply Outlet. Okay, so that's the outside refresh, right? The curb appeal, a new beautiful front door. But you guys on the inside have the ability to help people with vanities, trim, interior doors, in the kitchen, even faucets and hardware.
I mean, when you talk about doors, okay, we've already talked about the marquee door, interior doors. The 1 and 2 panel shaker doors are taking the market by storm.
Mm.
They kind of almost fit most every house out there in their design motifs. And, you know, the door that we sell, there's so many of them that have the MDF and they're using a chipboard inside. Ours are all a wood. So one of the things that we always love is when people come to us and say, hey, you know, there's this big box door. You know, how come you're the same price as the big box store? I said, we're the same price, but we're not the same quality.
Right.
And actually, in many cases, we're a little lower. What we do is we build a better product. We do not value engineer a product that a company already makes to be able to lower the price to it and enhance profits. We basically take in quality as our number one. That's our number one focus on everything that we're bringing in.
You know, you bring up such a good point because I think for a lot of people, they'll go to a big box store and they'll just look at the selection that store has. And if you don't have a lot of experience, you know, you'll look at that and go, well, this looks pretty good. And then when you go and look at a door that's a higher quality, I mean, it's something that when you touch it, you immediately know. And, you know, the fact that you're able to get pricing that's equal to, you know, what is, you know, a lesser quality door, but you're getting a better quality door from you guys makes a ton of sense.
Everybody's been so bent on being able to open up their computer and order things.
Right.
You know, whether it's Wayfair, whatever it might be. The biggest thing is you don't get to touch it. You don't get to feel it.
Right.
So, right. You know, we're very centrally located. We're easy to get to from everywhere, depending on Chicago traffic, of course.
Right.
But come in, you're going to make a purchase such as this, you know, come and touch and feel it, And as they would go back to doors, somebody coming in wanting a whole house full of doors, go to a big box store. They don't have enough on the shelf. Then they got to order it.
Right.
We got a millwork shop right on site, and we're working some new steps to be able to, you know, outfit an entire house in days.
That's amazing. All right. Finally, let's talk about the kitchen, because, you know, this is an area, obviously, that you can make huge inroads in. You know, I've been painting some kitchen cabinets myself. And, you know, one of the things that you guys do a terrific job with is swapping out your countertops and putting in the new quartz countertops, which are fabulous, beautiful, easy to maintain. And you offer that as a service to your customers.
Well, I'll tell you, kitchen countertops are one of the easiest things to refresh a kitchen. You know, you could replace the cabinets, you can paint the cabinets, but, you know, if you just are looking for kind of that instant satisfaction,
yeah,
doing your countertops. Now, when we first started in business 14 years ago, we were doing 90% granite to 10% quartz. That is a complete flip. We're actually doing about 98% in quartz. And the reason being, and I remember I saw your post on Facebook of somebody asking you why you put white countertops in.
Right.
What people don't understand is white countertops, that's the number one popular with a gray streak or veining in it. But it's non-porous. So, you know, you could throw a raw piece of chicken on there, prep it, and wipe it off with a sanitary wipe. And you've got a very clean and sanitized surface. Bakers love it. And it's durable. It has a higher flash point. We do not recommend putting hot pots on it, but it has a higher heat threshold than what granite does. So it's a simple, and it's a very non-invasive, so you're not tearing your house up for weeks and months at a time.
And you've got a bunch of samples on display for people to come out and look at, and really, and also, one of the things I know, Tom, that you have always prided yourself on is your designers are very knowledgeable and can help guide people in the right direction.
You know, we just go back and look at many of our reviews, and our reviews so many times revolve around the around our designers, and kudos to them. They you know, the biggest thing that we train a designer at our place is listen first,
right?
Speak second,
right?
And it speaks volumes, because we really give people the final product that they want. And you know, cabinets have been a issue during this pandemic. We're long lead times, but they're coming down, and they're coming down at a pretty rapid rate. So, you know, you're not waiting 28 weeks, a half a year for your kitchen any longer.
Right. I love that. Tom Jenke is the president of Builder Supply Outlet. Now, I could ask Lindsay how to get there, but I'm going to go right to the horse's mouth here. Give us the information about where you guys are located and how people get in touch with you.
Okay, so Builder Supply Outlet is 5 miles due east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall. So when people hear Broadview, they go, where is that? It's
right.
Very simple, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. You can call us at 708-343-3900. But what I highly suggest to people, please go to our website. It is buildersupplyoutlet.com. Our marketing people have done an incredible job of categorizing everything in our store, pricing, and come January 1, we will have e-commerce available.
That's awesome. Tom, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for getting up this morning, and continued success.
I appreciate it, Lou. Thank you again for having me on your show.